If you're a man and you've ever thought you were funny, you're wrong.
An orgasm for you is like oxygen for me. Like when I am going down on you, I am actually sucking up life, retrieving my very soul from inside your stomach. I am raw meat in a slaughterhouse, packaged according to what you are hungry for that day. I am identified by my thighs and my moans and my sighs. It's funny, the ones who cry whore the loudest are the ones who are thirstiest for my blood. And my love only starts to matter and stops being make-believe, a fantasy, when you're watching lesbian porn. But they quickly discover that actually what they've been missing this whole time is your cock. You're looking to experiment in the same way I must be experimenting, like a science fair, where the prize for equating my entire personhood to your dick is that you get two women who are disgusted by how your breath reeks of desperation instead of just one.
And when another male friend who identifies as a feminist gives himself permission to make a rape joke and call it reclamatory, as if he doesn't already catcall the girl who jogs by his house every day to remind her that she is just a woman, just a thing he can exert power over, just a guest in what has always been his world, his streets.
As a cishet male, your opinions on certain things are just no.
There are enough red flags to clothe an army of white knights, but feminist dude is good at hacky sack. You can talk for hours. If by talk you mean listen to him talking, feminist dude has a lot to say about the plight of women until you get him drunk. And then he has a lot to say about boobs and the word no and his own feelings. If you look at an animal, a cat, say, and you look in their eyes and know they can feel, it makes it so much harder to be angry when they scratch your arm, when they sprawl every part of themselves on your body, when they beg and beg for something you cannot give. There will be a point when you will wish the animal would just claw and take, because eventually you will say yes, and it won't be what yes means. And he'll know that. But he'll know himself better. He'll know he is a good cat, a good man. He would never do a thing like that.
So I just told a guy I'm not interested in dating him because he's not a feminist. And he told me he's a great person and that he's not happy about this.
If you want to
support- If you're a man, and you say that you're not a feminist, then what you're saying is you don't respect women.
Practical next steps would be, if you have a thought about feminism, instead of, and you're a man, instead of writing it, why don't you look and see if there are women in the movement that have been saying that same thing, and then retweet them. There are ways, especially on social media, to like, boost women's voices rather than like making it about you.
That's a true. Resident advisor at the University of Kansas was told not to incorporate an image of a gorilla in a jungle-themed floor decoration because it wasn't inclusive. In emails published by campusreform.com, which covers college news, a school official warned the resident advisor that, quote, gorillas represent a very masculine image and stereotypes that surround this animal could, quote, trigger students.
Check your privilege! Check your privilege!
What are so much privileges?
Part of me wants to tell anti-feminist men that the patriarchy does hurt them, and part of me wants to say it's not always about you!
Say it again, cunt! Say it again! Fucking say it again! Say it again!
What's your name?
Say it again!
Why are these lights going green?
You fucking say it again!
Where's the green light?
Fuck off!
Please.
Fuck you! No! This cunt thinks he's a fucking mad cunt. Maybe
no! Oi, you just both fucking assaulted. Like, both of us.
We'll catch up. The green light's green! The light's green!
Green!
Fuck off!
try to excuse your misogyny for a joke, but I think it's fucking dumb.
Sure, our system is designed to keep women oppressed. But using freedom of speech as your excuse to say vile things to women makes you a coward. And it's also sexual harassment.
If you have to make a long-winded explanation about how your harmless joke was not sexual harassment, it's sexual harassment.
Calling a woman crazy when she screams about sexual harassment, that's rape culture. That's patriarchy.
He's asking me to leave after I've been sexually harassed.
I'm just asking.
You're asking me to leave after I've been sexually harassed. Did you ask him to leave?
Thinking that the man who has power is more likely to be telling the truth than the woman who has no power is patriarchy.
But guess what? It's
humongous.
So now you're humongous. So now you're actually pointing to yourself. You're actually pointing to your body parts, and you're actually pointing to your body parts and saying that you're humongous. You're actually doing that.
No, you don't have the right to expect women to be nice to you. Expecting all women to be nice to you is patriarchy.
When you see a woman subjected to sexual violence, the way Zarna has been subjected to sexual violence in the form of sexual harassment.
You take the language?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want my name?
Yeah, sure.
It's humongous.
My name is Zarna. People like to talk about how crime has gone up in Seattle, and they're right. Crime has gone up. The crimes of racist thug cops have gone up. Their crimes against women have gone up. Their crimes against people of color have gone up. And the crimes of racist, token, people of color politicians have gone up. Yeah, we noticed, Lorena Gonzalez. We noticed. We noticed how, after I spoke publicly against you, the cops sent racist, white supremacist rapists after me on BlueLivesMatter.com. We saw that, we noticed, and we all know how in cahoots with the cops you are. We know, we noticed how in cahoots Deborah Juarez is with the cops, who's so disgusting and such a token that she won't even look at the people when they speak. We all noticed how bullies like Bruce Harrell, who speak
I'm gonna
publicly
find your,
and interrupt women when they speak,
and
just
I'm
as you interrupt
you
me now, we saw how those crimes went up.
Stop.
We
I'm
saw
have you removed.
How the disgust
please have this
and
woman
contempt
removed,
that you have towards...
It is my right to speak. That's her right.
I will speak.
That is her right.
Step one to being a not shit ally. Fucking listen to us when we say something's transphobic, okay?
I swear to God, I will bleed on the next person that tells me that I can't have a period because I'm a boy.
All right, so other thing I just wanted to say, I wanted to invite anybody who wants to stand up in the corner in front of the camera is more than welcome to. I know that we had some people who said, I don't want to be filmed, and we've had that, so if we can't make them turn off the camera, but if you want to stand up in front of it, that might be an okay thing to do. Okay, we want to talk about feminism. That's our next. All right. So, something to think about is, something to think about is, and I also want to not give...
Is this acceptable at your college? Sure. Is this the kind of behavior that you condone? Is this an acceptable environment here on your campus? Yes?
How about you and I partner? That'd be great. Okay? You and I.
Don't touch me! Don't touch me!
Don't. You touch me!
I didn't touch you.
You did.
I'm stepping backwards and you rammed into me just now. Don't do that! Is this acceptable practices here on your campus?
We are trying to protect everyone's safety, yours included.
So surrounding me with eight people?
Right now, I'm actually offering to partner with you to do the activity.
I'm actually going to leave the room. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You know, people were getting up out of their seats. The speakers were encouraging people to come to me and surround me and block my camera.
Okay.
Is that behavior acceptable here on campus?
It's acceptable. Sure, it's acceptable.
Oh, my God.
What is feminism? And how... is whiteness, how has whiteness limited the work of feminism? And I, sweetness, I so see you and I so appreciate what you're doing, but I don't want you on a chair. I'm nervous about...
I'm comfortable for now.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Okay, we trust you. Yeah. Just be so careful, okay?
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Just say something to
yeah.
that came up. Conversation and kind of my feelings around feminism is that it's all
looks
like an ideal, but I don't see that.
To undo patriarchy, we need to engage white supremacy. Okay? And we need to engage the inequality created by our capitalist system.
Death to the patriarchy!
You
Cis people think their opinions just always fucking matter by default. They don't.
Is to answer these two simple questions, which are taken from the excellent website areyouafeminist.com. The first is, do you think all human beings are equal? The second is, do you think women are human beings? If you answered yes to both of these questions, then you can probably feel fairly justified in calling yourself a feminist.
Hi haters, welcome to my channel. I'm Kennedy. And today I want to talk about feminism. I'm a feminist. I'm a huge feminist. Some people might call me radical. Fine, I'm radical. The first thing I want to address is this concept of being equal to men. Some people see that as, well, we want equal opportunity that men have. We want to be respected as men are respected. We want the world to cater to women like it has been catering to men this whole time. We want to be equal to men. We want to be like men. I don't want to be like men. That's not what feminism is about. We don't want to be like men because men kill each other. They start wars. They rape women. They diddle little kids. Why would we want to aspire to be anything like men? Feminism is about being better than men. Men have fucked it up. They've fucked up everything. We don't have to say, oh, we just want to be equal to men. That's stupid. We don't want to be equal to men. We want to be better than men. I want to be better than men. I don't want to be the average douchebag that walks around jacking to porn. That's stupid. Nobody wants that. We shouldn't aspire to be anything like men at all. Toxic masculinity is disgusting. Machismo is disgusting. That's all disgusting. And that's the kind of feminist I am. And if they're not part of the solution, if they're not feminist allies, then they're part of the problem. Let's not aspire to be anything like men. That's not what feminism is about. And if that's your concept of feminism, you need to read a little bit more and educate yourself. Feminism is about raising women up so that we can fix these issues that we deal with, so that our children don't have to be treated like shit, taken advantage of, hurt, sold into slavery. Peace out. If you hate this idea of feminism as much as I do, hit subscribe. If you got beef with me, comment. I love it. If you hate everything I just said, if you hate feminists, get on my channel. Hate on me. Mwah.